Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, thanks for being on the podcast today. This is the weekday podcast, and our goal is 5 days a week to take around 5 minutes or so and offer you a cup of encouragement. But before I dive in today, 2 days from now, on the first Thursday of May, is what's called the National Day of Prayer. And if you've never participated in this, this is an amazing opportunity for us as a body of believers just to pause and to pray for our country, to pray for our nation, to pray for our state, to pray for leaders. And so I want to invite you to join us on Thursday. Pastor Chuck has an online experience that will take just a few minutes to guide us through ways that we can pray for those that are in leadership around us. And it's going to be just a great, great time. Well, today on the podcast, I want to talk about this idea of a magic question. Now, whenever I coach folks, one of the coaching questions that I ask sometimes when I'm trying to get clarity around what somebody is wrestling with or what it is they're trying to work towards is to ask what many coaches call the magic question. The magic question goes something like this. If you could wake up tomorrow and everything is different the way that you want it to be different, what does that look like? In other words, if you could wave the magic wand one night and everything changed, what would that look like? And it's a great question because it forces clarity. It forces people to step into the future and describe what they see. Well, today I want to talk about a magic question. It's a little bit different, but it plays off of what Pastor Chuck talked about on yesterday's podcast when he talked about this idea of God living within us. And if you missed it, I want to encourage you to go back and listen to it because it's a great, great truth of God coming to live inside of us. Well, the question I want to ask today then is based on that fact, based on that promise that God steps out of heaven and he steps into our hearts and he lives inside of us, then what does that mean we should do? In other words, what should be different? How do we protect that? How do we guard God's presence inside of us? We can't turn that on and off. We can't say, God, you're with me on the weekends when I go to church, but you're not with me in the boardroom or when I'm with my spouse. No, no, no. If God is with us, what does that mean needs to be different? One of the things that I found when it comes to our walk with Christ is a lot of times we like to live in the gray areas. We like to live in the margin. If there's not a direct command for or against something, a lot of times we subconsciously even ask the question, well, what can I get away with? Is everybody else doing this? Is this normal practice in the work world? Is this normal practice in what my friends and peers are doing? We ask those kind of questions. Can I get away with it? Is everybody else doing it? Can I ask for permission later? I know this may not be the best decision, but I'm going to do it for now, and then I'll come back and fix it later. Well, here's the magic question. The magic question is what I'm about to do going to help me become more like Jesus or more like the world? Here's the way the Apostle Paul wrote about it in 2 Corinthians 7, verse 1. He says, because we have these promises and the promises that God comes to live inside of us, he says, let us cleanse ourselves from everything that can defile our body or spirit. And here's the phrase, and let us work towards complete holiness because we fear God. Did you hear that phrase? He says, let us work toward complete holiness. And so in Paul's mind, the question is not, can I get away with it? In Paul's mind, the question is not, does everybody else do it? In Paul's mind, it's not, is this the popular thing to do? Well, everybody dates this way. Everybody makes business decisions this way. This is the way people close the deal. No, no, no. In Paul's mind, the question is, does this help me work towards complete holiness? And the best way that I know to ask this question is a friend of mine taught this years and years ago, and it stuck with me. His way of asking this magic question is it holy? In other words, is what I'm about to do going to make me more like Jesus or more like the world? Is it holy? It either is or it isn't. It's either Christ-like or it's not. So let's just apply that. When I was a high schooler, the question was, well, can I see rated R movies? Or can I listen to certain kind of music? And then as you get into college, it's different kinds of questions. Can I drink this thing? Can I do this thing? And then when it gets to relationships, it's a whole nother can of questions. Well, the question is not, can I get away with it? The question is not, does everybody else do it that way? The question is it holy? The reason why I call this the magic question is because it has the ability to cut through all the gray, cut through all the margins, cut through all the junk of us trying to justify it, and it boils it down to this thing. Is it going to help me become more like God or more like the world? That's the magic question. So today I want to encourage you, couple today with yesterday, that God lives within you. And then based on that, let's start asking the right question. Not can I get away with it? Not is it the popular thing to do, but is it holy? And man, I'm telling you, that question has the ability to clarify so many things. Well, I'm out of time for today. I want to invite you back tomorrow as Pastor Rhonda is on the podcast. And then on Thursday, I'm going to be back to follow up this idea and talk about how do we live that out. But I hope you have a great day today. And we'll see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.